Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Nicole C. Ballard and My Shepherd. Very good afternoon to you if you have just tuned in. It's a brand new day. Well, not really brand new at the end of it, but of course, quite brand new on Monday's edition of Spectrum. And right about now is also quite an exciting one for me, and I'll tell you why. I am a lover of interacting with the public. Absolutely. And I think last year you heard a lot of me out on these OBs, outside broadcast, that is, on these experts. And we got one coming up very, very soon. And on the line with me, I have Clay Tapi, who is part of the ESG Future of Sustainability Expo, which is happening next week. But I don't want to let the cat out the bag. I want him to give us all the details himself. Clay, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Will you allow me to just get into a private space briefly?
Yes, definitely.
So can I avoid the noise, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm actually getting at this side.
Oh, sorry about that.
So like I was just saying, Claire, I've become part of these expo. Absolutely love them, to a point where this afternoon a friend of mine actually texted me at some other expo and he says, "Are you here today?" I'm like, "No." He says, "You're always at expos." I said, "I love expos." I'm excited to say I'm actually going to be part of this one as well. I'm really looking forward to it.
Brilliant.
Oh, man.
Brilliant.
So, good afternoon, Clay. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, I must say. I think let's start here. Before you tell us what ESG Future of Sustainability Expo is and all about, I think you must tell us who you are and who you are to this expo.
Right. I'm the project manager for the ESG Future of Sustainability Conference. And essentially, my job is to make sure that we have the right businesses, the right institutions, to support, as well as to bring in thought leadership, but also to showcase what they are doing on the ground, the impact that they are having, the investments that they have made, you know, towards attaining the Sustainable Development Goals, the whole shebang, really, in terms of their impact on the ground.
Oh, okay. Now, Clay, like I said, I have really become like a second fiddle to these expos. And I've realized that they all speak to different needs. They always all speak to different sectors. Maybe if you can tell us what ESG Future of Sustainability is all about. What is it all about? Please paint a clear picture for us so that I know if this one is actually for me.
Oh, yes. So the ESG Future of Sustainability Summit is a premier platform for businesses and public sector. It brings also together financial institutions the players within the civil society, even academia, really. And the whole point being to engage with each other, investors, regulators, industry leaders, in shaping the future of sustainable development and responsible business. The platform was formed essentially to promote and encourage businesses to conduct business responsibly by aligning their strategies and operations with all the ESG guidelines. You know, we're talking of human rights, you know, fair labor practices, over and above the whole environmental sustainability, you know, agenda. Also, the platform was created to encourage businesses, particularly businesses, to take strategic actions to advance broader societal goals, such as the UN Social Development Goals. Social and sustainable development goals. I think our main focus really there is collaboration and innovation, really.
Okay, so who amongst us as do you take small businesses, or is it mainly larger businesses and well-established ones? So who's eligible to actually not just attend but be part of the exhibitors, or has that window actually closed?
No, the door is wide open for everyone, really, who is interested in our future, in as far as sustainability is concerned, mm-hmm. whether it's big business or small businesses. Mm-hmm. I think we all should be concerned. We all should be worried about where we are going and the effect or impact of the nature of our businesses, how we are doing business, in as far as robbing the future, of, especially of our children, is concerned.
Absolutely love to hear that. Maybe what's also important runabout now is I am interested as a business, and I love what you said, any type of business that is concerned with, you know, the sustainability of our future is welcome. But I am interested right now. I'm listening and I'm like, I'd like to be part of it. Is what channels do I need to follow to be there on the day?
All right, beautiful. So the three ways that one can be involved. First of all, you could just come in as a delegate.
And
you are able to register online. Just go to our www.futureofsustainability.co.za. futureofsustainability.co.za. So if you go to our website, you'll be able to register online. Otherwise, you are able also to call me, and I can direct you to someone who can give you a quick help, really. And my number is 078-475-5217. 078-475-5217. That is if you would like to attend just as a delegate. Mm-hmm. And we register you. And the cost there is a minimum of 5,500 for one to attend over the 2 days. And that gives you full access to the 2-day conference, including all sessions and all the eats and all the expo, area visitations. And you're also allowed to have meetings. We actually have meeting rooms, private meeting rooms, yes, that one can, connect and then meet up with people that they can actually do business with. So that's one way. The other way is exhibiting. If you'd like to exhibit at the conference, we still have space for such, particularly small businesses that would like to exhibit. So exhibition would be for organizations whose products are green, whose solutions, they may have solutions, they may have tech innovative products that are promoting, sustainability. Whatever it is that they have to showcase, they that is promoting sustainability, they can showcase, and they can still reach me on that number or even email me on clay.tsapi, and Tsapi is spelled T for Tommy, S for sugar, A for apple, P for papa, I for India. So it's clay.tsapi@topco.co.za. So that's your expo area. I think we have about 7 stands that are left. So,
just 7.
Just 7, yeah. And I wanted those ones to be primarily for small to medium businesses, really. And the cost is 60,500. So that's the second way of being part of this. The third way, really, is by sponsoring, being a thought leadership sponsor. So you have something that you believe can add value to the discourse, a research that we have done, a study that we have done, or a case study that you have to showcase that gives you an opportunity to mix and mingle, but also share your thoughts and your thought leadership, really. That day is an opportunity, particularly for big organizations. Sponsorships range from 200K all the way up to 1.2 million. I think I've got four or five slots for thought leadership opportunities that are left that people can take advantage of still. Yeah.
All right. Absolutely love that. I think very important, Mr. Clay, and I've always picked this up whenever I go to these expos. You know, I get to interact with smaller businesses that are just visiting our booth. And one of the things I always say is most business people, smaller businesses, have a tendency to just, you know, I don't say be bystanders, but they just go to these expos and just check things out. And I always say, you know what, if you miss these opportunities, if you don't become part of this, I really applaud those who just walk in and, you know, and exhibit all the other stores. But there's also those businesses that always just hear it on the airwaves as opposed to actually going in. I'd love you to just encourage smaller businesses also, even if it's not exhibiting, just to come out on the day and the power that it offers them and how it opens their horizons. Because I really, really feel like there's so much that they could learn, so much they could benefit from, the networking that comes with it. So what would you say to a small business right now, one who's not sure whether they should actually show up or not, if it's actually worth the investment? Because I believe it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. In fact, that's the reason why we do it anyway. We believe that the future of sustainability conference is more than just a gathering. We believe it's a movement. And we bring together, I think I said, industry leaders, change makers, innovators are there, policymakers. They all converge to try and tackle the most pressing sustainability challenges of our time. But more than just sitting and listening and hearing what's trending, I think there is a huge opportunity for you to network, to speak, to get to interact one-on-one with individuals that under normal circumstances you wouldn't get hold of easily. In fact, people pay to get hold of such individuals that we bring to this platform. And it's a real benefit. People spend years trying to get into offices of the people that we bring to the table. And it's really an opportunity, particularly for small businesses, that can be able to come through, and they will be able to interact with people that ordinarily they would find very difficult to get hold of, and that's business, especially if you're playing in this space and you've got products or services that you render that most of these big companies are looking for, and you will know that support for the small enterprises is a huge thing here in SA. So big businesses are looking for small players that can give them quality jobs, quality services, quality products. And our job really is to connect them to those small players. That's why at the beginning I say the spaces that I have for exhibitions are for the small to medium enterprises, because I know of that dynamic, yes.
Oh, man. Clay, I think before we miss this very important part of this conversation, do let us know what day or days exactly will this summit take place, and where exactly is it going to take place? Times are also very important, by the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. The conference will be at the Emperor's Palace, right, just close to the airport. And the dates are the 26th and the 27th of March. It's a Wednesday and a Thursday, and that's exactly next week. And the conference will kick off with registration, which will be open from around 8 a.m. And the conference starts in earnest at 9 a.m. and ends about 4:30, between 4:30 and 5. We will be done on day one. On day two, it will be done by four. Same times of opening. We start at nine as well. And on day one, at the end of day one, we will have a cocktail dinner.
Come on now.
Yes. So if you want to have some fun, mix and mingle, network, loosen up, yeah, that's your space.
I need to speak to Mr. Ephraim Moore about this one. I love good spaces. I absolutely love good spaces. So once again, yeah. It is on the 25th and 26th, you say?
26th and 27th.
26th and 27th. That's a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday, yes.
9 o'clock to 4:30 first day, 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock second day.
Absolutely, you got that right.
At the Emperor's Palace.
Emperor's Palace, yes.
Absolutely love it. Anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Clay?
Say it again?
Anything else you'd like to add before I say goodbye?
Not much. Thank you very much for allowing me this time to, you know, have a conversation, a quick one with your audience, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Definitely. Please do come to our booth. I know it gets really busy, but I will be there as well. I'd love to meet you. Thank you so much, Mr. Clay, and have a good afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you, audience.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.